Hi, this is Chris, and I'll be your host for 24 Under Review, a podcast dedicated to 24. I was going to make this podcast a tester, test out all of GarageBand's new features on my new 2 GHz white MacBook with the Intel chip, which goes much faster than the PowerPC G4 processors, G5. I don't know about G5 because I don't have one of those. But I think it's a good move for Apple because now they're going to have people who were on the edge of buying a Mac, but they couldn't because their work requires Windows or just the programs on Windows. But now you can install Microsoft everything. I don't know. Might just Microsoft Home or Microsoft Pro through Parallels or Bootcamp. So I think that'll make Apple a lot of money because I saw an article that said 6 million Windows people said that when they buy a new computer, they'll buy a Mac now with the Intel chip. So it'll make them a lot of money, I would suspect. Yeah, so if you're getting a new computer, I'd definitely buy one of those. But on another note, we'll get back to the subject. I can be contacted by email at 2400review@gmail.com. Go to my MySpace at myspace.com/2400review. Become my friend. We'll just get right to the show because I have no comments. Because as you know, it's a new comment. So here we go.
Previously on 24.
Bierko took over the Russian sub and gave his henchmen coordinates for 12 high-value or high-density targets he wanted the missiles to hit. But his plan was soon foiled by Jack with the help of Henderson and another C2 agent who snuck onto the sub. And one of the people that was in a sealed room from the syntax that Henderson or Bierko dropped in made a diversion while Henderson, Jack, and the C2 agent moved in. While Henderson was disarming the missiles, Jack was down there fighting Bierko and one of his henchmen, and Jack killed Henderson or Bierko with his thighs of steel. If you're looking at your iPod or iTunes, you can see what I mean. But then Henderson escaped, and I'll just play that recording for you right now.
Real slow and turn around. You were never really gonna let me go, were you? No. You are responsible for the deaths of David Palmer, Tony Almeida, and Michelle Desler. They were friends of mine. That's the way it works.
Jack hopped into the car that the Navy gave him and told Chloe to pick up on a different line because he needed to give some files or something to the Navy for their report, but really he just needed it for his own use. And then Martha and Pierce are letting Mike Novick in on what's happening. And then later it shows Novick and Pierce talking with Jack on the phone. And it has a lot of discussion, so I'll just play it for you because it's too hard to explain, and it's pretty vital to the plot.
Mike Novick. Mike, this is Jack Bauer. I know this is an unusual request, but I'm looking for Aaron Pierce. I'm trying to reach him on his cell, but he's not answering.
Jack Bauer's trying to find you. You'll put him on speaker.
Aaron's with me right now, Jack. Hold on.
It's all right, Jack. Speak freely in front of Mike. He knows what I know.
Aaron, where are you?
A few miles from the ranch.
What happened?
The president tried to have me killed. But Mrs. Logan saved my life. She and I both decided to bring Mike into this.
I'm still trying to process everything they told me. This is a real mess, Jack.
Mike, I'm calling Aaron because I need his help. I need yours, too.
Help with what?
Bringing President Logan to justice.
Well, Aaron said the recording you had implicating the president was destroyed. Is that true?
Yes.
Without it, you can't mount a case.
I can if I can. Confession from Logan. I'm working with someone inside CTU. They're setting up a digital uplink.
I can get Logan to acknowledge everything that he's done today, it's going to be all the evidence we need.
Jack, if you intend to physically coerce the President of the United States...
Mike, we need to do this now. The longer we wait, the more vulnerable we are. President Logan tried to take me out, just like he did Aaron. I don't need to remind you that he was responsible for David Palmer's assassination and a terrorist attack on this country's soil. He cannot be allowed to remain in office, not for one more day.
Right, how long will it take you to get here?
20 minutes.
That's too late. President Logan will be gone. Leaving for Washington around that time.
You have to try and delay him.
I'm not sure I can do that.
Mike, just tell me you'll try.
All right, get here as fast as you can.
The best quote last episode was definitely the one that Jack said, where Mike was like, how far are you willing to go if the president doesn't confess? And Jack was just like,
as far as I have to.
But we're just going to get straight to the episode. Episode 24 of season 5. One of the top 5 best episodes of, I think probably it's all of 24. But definitely top 5 episodes of this the whole season, so we'll just get right onto it.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
This episode basically starts with Jack getting a flight suit out of a locker in the outpost, and then Morris and Chloe figure out a way to get the co-pilot off of the plane by saying his packet is messed up. So some Secret Service guy goes out and tells him to go into the Secret Service outbuilding. And right when he gets in, Jack, like, kills him and just says, walks outside and says he's been relieved. And then Logan's limo pulls up and Martha just says, you better go alone and they'll better press him. And so he just like, okay, you better not be late, as sarcastically. And then they take off. And then Jack says captain over the comm system. And captain looks over and he's a gun. So he's a little bewildered. And then once he gets back in the main cabin, he says, yeah, I have a message for you from the White House. And he tases the two guys next to him. And president's pretty startled. He has no idea what's happening. And then I'll just play the conversation for you, because it's pretty funny how laid back Jack is and president's all tense.
President, I have a message for you from the White House. How are you doing? Put these on. Is Jack, do you copy?
I'm here, Jack. Where are you?
I just left the ranch. I have Logan with me. Is Morris standing by with the equipment?
He's on his way. I'll let him know you're airborne. Make sure the pilot takes heading 286 for 2 miles, then breaks south.
Captain, I want you to follow heading 286 for 2 miles, then break south.
Once you break south, there should be an industrial park. There's an abandoned printing press facility that you can use. I'll get back to you.
Copy that.
What are you trying to do, Jack? Whatever it is, you know you won't get away with it. Are you going to kill me? I suppose you want some sort of revenge. I understand that. Bad things happened. I didn't want them to happen. People who worked for me, they went too far. They did things that they thought I wanted them to do, but they were wrong. You have to understand, I have always acted in the country's best interest. But you're just trying to get even. Do you realize what effect this will have on the American people? This day has been trying enough. And now the president is being attacked. If you want to do what's right, you will turn this thing around and go back. David Bauer, say something!
A few minutes after that, they land, and then Jack shoots out the door at the abandoned printing facility. And then Jack takes the stuff out of Logan's pockets, and it zooms in on the pen. That might come in later. And then he starts frisking Logan and stuff. And then a few minutes later, Morris walks in, and then he has the suitcase and gives it to Jack, and then says, call Chloe. And Jack was a little I don't know what to call it. He's pretty mad. But then he called Chloe, and then she said, if you don't get him to confess in 10 minutes, which is when the security would be there, then we're all going to go in for treason, so you better get him to confess. And then I'll just play this whole, the whole thing for you right now.
That's some kind of broadcast. What? I would like to know, is this an assassination? Confession? Oh, don't count on it. I know you're good at extracting information. I know that you're good at torture. I saw what you did before I'm coming. You'd be surprised to find out. I'm a little tougher than that. Oh, it's Jack, can you hear me?
Yeah, Jack.
I want to make sure that you have good reception.
Who are you talking to?
That's your friends at CTU. You know you're putting them in danger as well.
I mean, you're fine, Jack.
Okay, good. My people can't be bloody on it. There's still time to get away. The plan involving the Syntox nerve gas was designed to fool the terrorists and the Russians. Whether or not you formulated the plan is irrelevant. You authorized. Palmer uncovered evidence of this plan. When he started asking questions, he was assassinated. Other people were killed to cover that murder up. Men and women who served this country with distinction, people that I've worked with, friends of mine.
No, you're wrong. This is all a pack of lies.
The terrorists discovered your deception, and they deployed Syntox nerve gas on American soil. Every American who died today as a result of terrorist activity is another murder that you're accountable.
If you hurt me enough, Jack, say whatever you want. But that won't make it the truth. Everybody who watches this will know that perfectly well.
What are the names of your co-conspirators?
There are no co-conspirators because there is no...
Walt Cummings! Christopher Henderson! James Nathanson have all admitted to being part of this conspiracy. Now they are dead. Right before Christopher Henderson died, he acknowledged that there were others. What are their names?
A man will say anything under torture. This won't mean a thing.
Mr. Logan, I'm not going to do it to you. But you are going to tell me what I want to know. So help me God, I will kill you. I was warned that my life was in danger by someone within the government. I was told the only way I could stay alive was to create the illusion that I was dead. I was forced to deceive people that I loved. My only daughter will never forgive me. I see the depth of your corruption unfold. I have no doubt that you are that source of danger. David Palmer was a great man. And he was a great president. My friend. He tried to warn me about you, and now he is dead. Other people tried to help me, and they are dead too. Mr. Logan, I hope you understand. I have absolutely nothing to lose. You are going to be held accountable for your part of everything that happened today. You are not going to be able to hide behind the presidency. Right here, right now, you are going to face justice. And make no mistake about this. This is personal. If you think for a second that I am scared to put a bullet in your brain, you don't know me. I'm going to ask you one last time. Who are your co-conspirators? You have until the count of three. I will kill you. One. Two!
You're a man of honor. How can you assassinate the president of the United States in front of the entire world? If you love your country, you will vote.
Three! Thank you.
No. Jack, it's all right. Jack! It's all right. It's all right. It's all right that you can. I'm a president. Jack, there you go.
And then I really liked that scene. It was kudos to John Cassar, whatever his name is, and the other directors and all the actors. Great job. But I was a little skeptical if Jack was going to kill him or not, because he said he had nothing to lose. But then they wouldn't get a confession out of him if Jack killed him. So I guess he thought things over. Logan's speech about how you're gonna go down like John Wilkes Booth and stuff. So I think that probably got to him. And then after that, it starts ticking, and then it's back to Logan getting off the helicopter alone. And then they start playing the music for Palmer, and then Martha starts screaming out that he's a murderer, and she can't believe that he's saying that it's all sad. And then Martha gets escorted into the hangar by Secret Service, and then Logan asks if it's clear, which it's just so no, in my opinion, so no one can hear what he's about to say, which I'll play for you because I'm too lazy to explain it.
You're not wearing some kind of listening device, are you?
What are you talking about?
I have to watch you, Marsha. You said that I was a good liar. But I am nothing compared to you.
Stop! Stop it! Stop it! Stop!
Here, Marty. Tell me the truth. You don't know what pain is. Come on, dear Marty. I should have seen it from the first, but I wanted to believe that you still cared for me. Making love to me, it was just a ploy, wasn't it? Took a lot of planning to get Jack Bauer onto that helicopter. You were part of the plan, weren't you? It was your job to delay me, wasn't it? They used you so Jack Bauer could get to me. Come on, Marty. Come on, Marty. Admit it. You were part of it. Why? Why did you help them?
Because you killed David Palmer.
I told you. I didn't realize that was going to happen.
People killed him to protect you. You covered it up. That's just as bad.
I covered it up because I had to.
And then others died to cover that up.
That's right, for the good of the country.
You saw nerve gas to terrorists. You're insane. You're insane!
I did it for the good of the country as I saw it at the time.
Such an anger.
This morning, you're in no position to call me. And I will tell you something else. If you blow up like this one more time, I was in so full of drugs, you won't even remember your own name. And then I will ship you off to an asylum, and you can stay there for the rest of your life. Are we clear? Now clean yourself up, you're a mess.
After that, it shows Chloe on the phone with the attorney general, and then Bill and Karen walk in, and they say it's a mistake. She didn't have permission. And then she plays the part of the that thing in the hangar where she's, where Martha's like, yeah, you killed David Palmer. After contestation from the Attorney General, who said it's a outrageous violation of privacy. I don't want to hear it. But then the Attorney General picks up his phone and like makes a call, and then it shows a Secret Service agent or U.S. Marshal, I think it is actually, down at the presidential speech where David Palmer is. And three of them gather, and then it shows Logan. Logan looks a little bewildered. He's he just stands and sees a group of them gathering kind of in the back. And then as Secret Service starts moving in, he gets even more bewildered. He like pauses for a second and then starts up, and right when he gets off, he's like, you almost destroyed my speech. And then the Attorney General, or the U.S. Marshal, goes on and whispers in his ear, and then she pulls the pen out of his pocket with a micro transmitter, and then it goes to Martha and Pierce in the background smiling. Martha looks happier than I've ever seen. But then they give Palmer his last tributes, where they take him into the big, I don't know, like C-130 plane or something. And then it goes to Jack and Audrey, and they kiss, and yeah, but that was, I don't think that's, actually I do think that's the first time of season. But then some Asian comes up, I saw something fishy here, but and tells Jack that Kim Bauer called him, and he has to go inside. It's, they forwarded it to the landline, which I don't know why they, if they did that, why don't they forward it to his cell phone. But then two guys pop out and take him. And he kicks one off, but someone else comes in to back him up. So I thought he might have gotten away. But right as that happened, I knew it was the Chinese. And then it goes back to the... He's like in the big room with the chains hanging down. He's all battered and bloody. And then the consulate is like... China has a long memory. And then they talk a little bit more. And Jack's like, yeah, just kill me. He's like, you're far too valuable, Mr. Bauer. And then it... zooms out and shows the Shanghai way out at sea. I'm guessing it's going to China, of course. I don't see why it wouldn't. But, I don't know. It'd be funny if that's just a random picture and he's not really in there. He's in some other place. But I timed it numerous times, and he only had, like, 11 to 14 minutes from the time the terrorists, like, or not the terrorists, the Chinese... abducted him to the time he got away, or to the time it zoomed out to show them on the ship. So I don't see how that happened, but whatever. Okay, now I'm just gonna go to say some comments that I found on 24words.com. It's a great site, hosted, owned by Steve, a media jock. It's also hosted by him. I would suggest you all go get accounts and just post your theories or your opinions on stuff. But like a few days after the season finale, I went on there and looked at the spoilers, and one of them was released by Fox, and it says it's the last scene. It shows like what's his name, Mike, looking at Logan, who was apparently killed by Martha, who then committed suicide. And it goes to, like, a White House, or no, like, yeah, White House correspondent for NBC or something, or Fox. But I think that's pretty cool how they do that, where they just should put out false spoilers to make people think they know what happened. But then when they watch the episode, they just get all startled. Well, not startled, but they think they know what's coming, but they don't. But there was also some talk about next season not starting in China, which I think it would be pretty hard to start there, because then you have the 8, 10, I don't know how long it is, probably upwards of 12 hours, 10 to 12 hours to get from China, depending on where in China it is. That's if it's on the coast, but to get to L.A., so there goes a quarter or half of the season, or a third to half the season. And for all I know, if they take him there, probably he's going to be on the plane, like, killing all these Chinese that know what's happening with the terrorist attacks. And, yeah, but I just don't think it would work. And then same, I also heard something about them wanting to film in London, which I don't know how they do that unless they have, like, a corresponding, like, a British version of the UK, or not the UK, a British version of the CTU to, like, counterpart, because if it showed Jack going over there, it would just be, like, too time-consuming on the planes. But same thing as what would happen if they did it in China, but I don't know. It would be pretty cool to see him in China, or not China, what am I... Yeah, but see him in the UK or Britain or London. But that's about it. But I'll probably do a podcast every 2 weeks to every month, depending on how many comments I get and stuff. So feel free to send me a voicemail on Skype or email me or do any of that, and I'll put it on the air. Well, not the air, but the podcast, I guess. Getting too into it. But yeah, I just hope you enjoy it, and just subscribe. That's the best thing you can do, is just subscribe. Get the subscribership up. But yeah, thanks for listening. This podcast is copyright of KBD Productions.